Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
There might be a little shifting before the final certification, but Donald Trump won Michigan by about 13,100 votes. Now that a little time has passed since the election, what stands out to you about Trump's victory here in Michigan?
Well, it's the first time since 1988 that a Republican has carried Michigan, but as in elsewhere in sort of the industrial heartland or Rust Belt, there was a considerable revolt by white blue-collar workers, by rural people. What's fascinating is that Oakland County, the main suburban county, which used to be heavily Republican, voted just as heavily for Clinton as it did for President Obama, but it wasn't enough. I think that margin now is down to something like 11,000 in unofficial tallies I've seen, but it's going to hold up, and Trump, for the first time in seven elections, is giving Michigan to the Republicans.
The elections triggered anti-Trump protests and vigils across the country, including some at Michigan's college campuses, Wayne State, Michigan State, the University of Michigan. But conservative students at U of M are also upset. They've accused University President Mark Schlissel of being openly anti-Trump and restricting intellectual freedom. How should schools be handling that conversation, especially ones that receive state funding from taxpayers of all political stripes?
Well, I don't see any sign that anybody's political freedoms are being restricted here. This is a very contentious election, and we've never had an election in which the loser in the Electoral College has won by so many popular votes as in this election. Hillary Clinton is well over a million votes ahead of Trump, and that margin is continuing to grow. I think that eventually we just have to hope people sort of cool down and respect each other's right to express their opinion.
Beyond peaceful protests, there have been reports of swastikas painted on some buildings here in Michigan. Police in Ann Arbor say a woman was threatened and told she'd be set on fire unless she took off her head covering, which she did. And then some schools, K through 12, are responding to cases of bullying. Do you have concerns about this going on for a longer time? And what is the appropriate response for community leaders in these cases?
Well, I think everybody is concerned, and this campaign stirred up some very ugly things. Primarily, it has to be said by the Republicans. And what really would be very useful is if President-elect Trump and some other key people came out and said this is absolutely unacceptable, condemned it, and invited police agencies to crack down on anybody who's sort of behaving like this.
After the election, Michigan Republicans, who retained control of the state House, they also control the Senate, but Governor Rick Snyder kept a low profile during campaign season. He refused to endorse Donald Trump. Then, just after his party's major victory, Snyder headed to China on a trade trip. Are you surprised he's not taking more time to promote his priorities for the final 2 years of his term?
He is promoting his priorities. One of his major priorities has been enhanced trade with China. China is now the world's second greatest economic superpower. Snyder rightly is adopting the position that we need to deepen and strengthen our ties with China to court more business with China, more economic partnerships. I suspect he's frankly concerned because there was a lot of China bashing on the part of his party's nominee during the campaign. It should be said that Snyder didn't endorse anybody and refused to say who he voted for in this election. We've never had an election when so many Republican office holders refused to endorse the Republican nominee who then won. So I think this has been one consistent focus of the Snyder administration, increasing business with China and other foreign nations, and he's just doing what he's always been doing.
Finally, Jack, Michiganders will have a chance to place another significant vote next week on ABC's Dancing with the Stars, that is. Former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson has reached the finals, as has singer and actress Jana Kramer, who's originally from Rochester Hills. Let's just hope the outcome will be a little less contentious than last week's vote.
I've never seen the show. I've never seen any reality television shows. But since we just apparently elected a president based on reality television, I think perhaps we've had enough of that for a while.
Jack, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.